ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. க்வெஸ்சன் ஃப்ரம் பிரதமேஷ் பிரபு. இன் த த்ரீ லெவல் யூசேஜ் ஆஃப் தி வேர்ட் வேதாஸ், த்ரீ லெவல் மீனிங் ஆஃப் த வேர்ட் வேதாஸ், விச் லெவல் இஸ் ரெக்கமெண்டட் பை த வேதாஸ் தெம் செல்ஸ், விச் இஸ் யூஸ் பை த வேதாஸ் தெம் செல்ஸ்? ஆன்சர்: த த்ரீ லெவல்ஸ் ஆஃப் த மீனிங் ஆஃப் த வேர்ட் வேதாஸ் இஸ் த நேரோ, த மாடரேட் அண்ட் தி எக்ஸ்டெண்டட். அட் த நேரோ லெவல் இட் ரெஃபர்ஸ் டு பேசிக்கலி த ஃபோர் வேதாஸ், த டெக்ஸ்ட், த வேதிக் சம்ஹிதாஸ், the Rigsam, Yajur and Atharvavedas. At a broad level, it refers to the Vedic body of knowledge, which also includes the Upanishads and the Brahmanas, Aranyakas. And in the broad level, further if we extend it, it can also include the knowledge which is coming in the Vedic tradition. And at the broadest level, Veda can also refer to all knowledge. So all knowledge can also be called as Veda. Now, in what sense is the word used, which uses comes in the Vedas themselves? Now, when we look in the Vedas themselves, the Vedas self-referentially refer to the books. So the convention, the old traditional usage is to refer by the Vedas to themselves as Vedas. Now, if you look at Jiva Goswami's commentaries, Sandarbhas, or Baldev Vidya Bhushan's Govinda Bhashya, we find that he differentiates between Shruti and Smriti. So now Shruti, he refers to the original four Vedas. Of course, in Shruti he also includes the Upanishads. So it's not the very narrow meaning of the Veda that he uses. Smriti also he includes in. Smriti he keeps as a separate category. And Bhagavad Gita also he classifies usually as Smriti. But importantly, whenever Vedic knowledge is referred by the Acharyas, Veda apaurusheyatva, or Veda Ekavakyata. For example, Madhvacharya has written a book called Vishnu Tatparya Vinirnay. So there he talks about Veda Ekavakyata. There is one Siddhanta that is expounded through the Vedas. So here, when he uses the word Veda, he does not restrict it to only the four Vedas. He extends it to the entire body of knowledge, including the Puranas and the Itihasas also. And he uses reasoning to establish how Vishnu is the ultimate reality who is pointed towards by all the Vedas. So similarly, when the Veda Purushetva is talked about, that the Vedas do not come from or the Vedas' transcendental nature is talked about, at that time, it is said to refer to the entire body gamut of Vedic knowledge, not just to a particular, particular set of books. That means not just the four Vedas, but the Vedas, the Upanishads and the Puranas are all included. Now, the very broad sense of the word Veda as referring to all knowledge, that is rarely used in the tradition, but that is also a valid use. So importantly, we have to know that terms have their meanings. If one of the points in philosophy of language, very fundamental points, is that the meanings of words are not just stored in the dictionary. They are also dependent on contextual usage. And one meaning may become more predominant and another may become less predominant at a particular time. So in Kali Yuga especially, because of the inaccessibility of the Vedas, because there are no Brahmanas who can perform the kinds of sacrifices that are mentioned in the Vedas, so the knowledge that is given in the four Vedas themselves is not so much relevant. Rather, the knowledge that is given in the Puranas, and especially in the Bhagavatam, which is Kalau Nashtadusha Amesha Puranarko Adunoditaha, which is risen in to dissipate the darkness of Kali Yuga, that knowledge is the most relevant for all of us. So, so from the context which we live in, the usage Veda, when we say Vedic knowledge in itself, the way our Acharyas, and by our Acharyas, not just me, I mean Gaudiya Acharyas, but all recent Acharyas and others, they have referred to the Veda, when they refer to the Vedic body of knowledge, they usually refer to it as a whole body of knowledge, and they focus within this Vedic body of knowledge, not on the Vedas themselves, but on the Bhagavatam and the Puranas and the Bhagavad Gita. Thank you. Hare Krishna.